At any rate, remembrance of death, it enables a man to earn rewards and blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, even if a man is engrossed in the world. Because death, it disconcerts his moods of lustful pleasure and causes a man to withdraw a little from the material world. It was in view of this effect of remembering death that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, remember death which shatters lustful pleasures. Another hadith narrates that if the animals had as much knowledge of death as you have, you would not find a fat animal for your food. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, she once asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that can anyone attain to the rank of the martyrs, of the shuhada, without sacrificing his life for the cause of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? On one occasion, the Aisha radiallahu anha once asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can anyone attain the rank of the shuhada, the martyrs, without having to sacrifice his life for the cause of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, he who remembers death 20 times every day. Another hadith says that he who recites the following dua 25 times every day can attain to the rank of the shuhada, the rank of the martyrs. Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. O Allah, bestow on me blessings when I meet my death, and bless me what follows after death. These blessings accrue because the remembrance of death causes a person to disregard worldly pursuits and incites him to prepare for the akhirat. Forgetfulness of death, on the other hand, causes a person to indulge in passions and lustful pleasures of the world. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdi.